The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The FBI is now examining Dylann Roof's online manifesto, along with millions of ordinary Americans. But what exactly are we looking for? More after this from Charlie. Correspondent Jeff Pagés took a look at the manifesto of Dylann Roof.
The more than 2,400-word manifesto is filled with hatred for blacks, Hispanics, Jews, and signs of radicalization online. There are references to a group called the Council of Conservative Citizens, who the Southern Poverty Law Center refers to as a white nationalist hate group.
The Council of Conservative Citizens would dispute that it is a hate group. They consider themselves a truth group. But they admit their mission is to highlight shootings of white people by black people, stories which they believe the media suppresses.
According to the manifesto, the Trayvon Martin case was a moment of transformation. Roof's apparent searches for information led to extremist websites and a conclusion that Zimmerman was in the right.
Of course, there were a lot of websites that covered the Trayvon Martin story. But the point is, there are sites out there for every prejudice, and if a kid is angry and looking for someone to blame, he can find 1,000 manifestos that'll help him rationalize whatever he wants to do. On CBS's Face the Nation, former FBI profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole said that Roof has probably been nursing these thoughts since childhood.
You develop your coping behaviors, you develop your outlook on life, you develop an attitude towards violence, and all of that evolves to the point where the world is a bad place to live. The world is filled with enemies. You hate people.
So can you blame these websites for what happened? Well, you could, but under the First Amendment, that's pretty much all you can do. It is a reminder, though, to people who dabble in race issues online that it might be wise to think about the effects of your words in a nation where anybody can get some pretty powerful weapons. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.